Hello, my name is Talisa. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical issue, please hang up and dial 911.
Okay, are you on the phone?
Yes, ma'am. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Okay, I'm calling. I
sounded like a robot. I'm like, what? All right, girl, no, it's all right. I am actually living in Colorado, but my son has all the symptoms of the coronavirus. He's 27, and him and his wife, but they don't have medical insurance. I'm trying to help them figure out if there is somewhere to go in Florence, Alabama, to get a free testing to see if they have it.
Okay.
He's throwing up. He's seen the doctor, but he's thrown up now. He's running the high fever off and on. He is. He's had chills. He's had like every one of the things. He is probably what he has.
Okay.
But they need to get tested, and they can't afford the $160 that they have been told that it costs to test. And I'm like, here in Colorado, it costs nothing. But,
okay. Can I have your zip code?
Yeah, their zip code is 35630. That's Florence.
You said 36?
No, 35630. That's Florence, Alabama.
And I don't
know if they have that or the flu because it mimics each other. But
okay, let me have that county again.
Lauderdale.
L-A-U-D-E-R. You said L-A-U?
Yep. Lauderdale. L-A-U-D-E-R-D-A-L-E. And that's Alabama. It's Florence. I'm trying to see if there's some kind of free clinic or where it is where they should go.
Okay. It's not coming up that way, so let's try it this way. Are you willing to travel somewhere else?
Where is it saying? Like Muscle Shoals, like Colbert? That's North Alabama. Where are you located?
In Montgomery, Alabama.
Okay, that's what I figured. It's at the top. It's where they are. Florence, Muscle Shoals, Tuscumbia. So, Lauderdale County, Colbert County.
Are you willing to go to Calhoun County?
Girl, that's like way down. They can't travel that far. He's sick as a dog. Are you telling me you don't have anything in Lauderdale or Colbert or even Franklin?
Let's see about Franklin. Okay, we have a Franklin co-health department. I can give you the address and the telephone number.
Let me write it down and I'll send it to them. I don't even know if they can travel that far right now. He's not feeling well. What's the telephone number?
It's 256.
Mhm. 332. Mhm. 2700. Okay. And that's
Franklin what? Co-health department.
Yeah, I called Florence Health Department, and some older person answered the phone and acted like she didn't need to be answering the phone. She was a jerk. And then she had her number, and I'm like, well, what are you doing answering the damn phone if you don't know nothing?
Yeah.
Or the hateful. I'm like, I don't understand that, because with the coronavirus, if one person has it, two people have it, 25 people have it.
Yes.
And it'll go 25 to 2,500 in like 3.5 seconds because it's a little bitty.
Yes, ma'am.
So what's that address? Do they actually have a testing site?
I'm not sure. I don't have that on my end.
And you have nothing in North Alabama for the COVID testing at all, where it doesn't cost them $200 to get tested?
No, ma'am.
That is absolutely crazy. Because there should be government funding for the coronavirus for testing. In Colorado, we have it everywhere. It's like you drive by a street and there's a COVID testing outside. You drive up, they test you, and move on.
Yes, ma'am.
Backwards Alabama. Okay, so I'll have them call, and you think that they have something for COVID? Is the reason you're giving me that phone number, or?
Yes, ma'am.
What?
And also, have you visited the web page?
For what?
The COVID.
Yes. I looked at that a few seconds ago, and it didn't have anything that's remotely helpful. It just says, well, the testing is free, but they may charge you for taking the sample. And I'm like, they're charging for the sample. It ain't free. So it didn't make any kind of sense. And it didn't have testing sites. It didn't have anything. So y'all need to update that. If you're in Montgomery and you're working with the COVID coalition, there should be something more than that with the social services.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, I used to work in the social service field for about 15 years. So I'm like, I know this would be ran better, especially with the pandemic. And it's been going on longer than a year, so they should be getting their stuff together. But I know in Alabama, probably, they don't care. Half the people don't wear masks.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm just trying to figure out for Spencer what I can do from here, because I've sent him to the doctor like 3 or 4 times and I've paid for it. But he needs to be tested so that they know what he's actually being treated for, because he is an asthmatic.
Correct.
And so he is going to be on the high Richter scale, just like if I got it, I would be one of the people, you know, we're like ICU kind of situation. So that is my concern, is for my child.
Yes, ma'am, I truly understand.
I'd like for him to make it to 28.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I did not see anything unless you can see on there. So you see nothing in North Alabama. What about Huntsville?
What was that again, ma'am?
Is there a free testing site for the coronavirus in Huntsville? That's a larger city. But I don't know that he'd be well enough to even get there. But it's like an hour and a half from Florence.
No, ma'am.
You have nothing, even in Madison County, or... So what are y'all doing? How are y'all testing people if there's no testing sites?
Only thing I can do is just give you the information.
I'm not being mean to you. I'm just like, that's crazy. Huntsville is a huge city. It's like the, what, second largest city in the state of Alabama.
Yes, ma'am, and some of them are charging, and some are not.
But how do you find out where the knots are? And
what's
that address so that I can send them to them?
The one that I gave you, that was the only one that's not, but the ones in Huntsville are
charging.
Correct. I don't see nothing.
Do you know the cost?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, at least thank you for giving me that one number, and I will have them call.
Yes, ma'am.
So I do appreciate you trying to help. It's just aggravating on my end because it doesn't sound like the whole state's like doing that good.
Yes, ma'am.
When it comes to that. All right. All right. Well, thank you so much, and have a blessed day. And I'm so sorry.
You're welcome. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye.